Zakt der Elgemisch der Weite Mesech des Gesubis, Peri Gimel, Mishna Aleph. Elu Na'arais Shieshlen Knas. A man was together with a psula who is a Naira. Naira is a girl between 12 and 12 and a half years old. If he forced her against her will, he has to pay 50 shkalim. 50 shkalim is the same as 200 zuz. Who does he pay it to? He has to pay it to the father. In most cases, he pays it to the father. We'll soon see some exceptions. If he was not an oinus, but he was a mefata, meaning to say, he convinced her to do it, but he didn't force her, then he has to pay also a knas of 50 shkalim. So what's the difference in oinus and mefata? In the case of oinus, if she and her father want, he has to marry her. And he can't divorce her against her will. She doesn't want. In the case of mefata, so though he has to pay the 50 shkalim, but he's not mechuyev to marry her, if he does, he doesn't have to pay the knas. But he has to give her 200 zuz for the ksuba. Meaning to say that if he dies, his estate will have to pay it. If he divorces her, he'll have to pay it. Now, it's only when she's a naira. What is a naira again? We said a girl between 12 and 12 and a half years old. Before that time, she's considered a ketana. The naira period is only 6 months. Once those 6 months pass, then she's called a begeres. That's like a regular adult. All right, there are a lot of different shitas over here. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, and we'll see it in the course of our parak. So once again, Peri Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Elu Na'orais Shiesh Len Knas. These Na'orais have a right to get the Knas. In other words, even though I would think maybe they shouldn't, no, but they have a right to get the Knas. Habala Mamzeres. Even though the Naira was a Mamzeres. Mamzeres means she was born out of a marriage that according to most shitas means a marriage that was a Chi of Krisis. Valenesina. She was in the Gevinim. Yeshua made them chayt v'yetzim, eshay v'imayim. They tricked Yeshua. These were Kananim. Dressed themselves like people that came from a strange country, and they said they wanted to be Magaya themselves. Yeshua swore to take them in, so he couldn't change his mind afterwards. But he made them woodchoppers and water carriers. They're called Nesinim, and they're also lovi b'ka. But a Mamzeres has Knas, and a Sina has Knas, ve'al ha-kutis. He also has to pay Knas for a Kutis. The Kutim, we're a nation of people who came to Eretz Yisrael toward the end of Bayis Rishon. Sancherev Melech Asher sent them there. Lions started to attack them. So they said, oh, we're here, we have to megayer ourselves. But afterwards, they went back to their old Avodah Zarah. They just did it to save themselves. So Memel, the town of our Mishnah holds, they're not real Gerim. But Lamaisa, our Mishnah says, in regard to the Kutis, as well as the Mamzeres and the Nesina, he has to pay the 50 shekel, although he can't marry her in this case. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Habala Giyoris. Someone was together with a Naira who was a Giyoris. Vala Shvuyah, Vala Shivcha, Shenivduvish, and Esgairuvish, and Eshtachru, Pchusais, Mibnois, Sholish, Shonim, Vyoim, Echad. A Giyaris is a girl who was Megai herself. A Shvuya is a captive. She was taken prisoner. Shivcha is a Shivcha Kananis. Now, they were Nairois. He was either an Oinus or a Mefata. But what happened over here was, this girl that was a prisoner, she was redeemed. The girl that was Megai herself, as well as the Shivcha that was freed, it happened when they were less than 3 years old in a day. Now, when he was together with her, she was older. We're going back to her history. This Naira was once Megai herself, was once a prisoner that was freed. But her history, before she was a Giyaris, before she was freed, before she was redeemed, that was all when she was less than 3 years and 1 day. Memela, she's still considered to be a psula, and he has to pay the knas. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Habala Chaysai. If someone was together with a Naira that was his sister, Valachais Aviv, his father's sister, Valachais Ima, his mother's sister, Valachais Ishta, his wife's sister, Valachais Achiv, his brother's wife, Valachais Achi Aviv, his father's brother's wife, Val Hanida, woman that was Tamei Tumas Nida. In all these cases, although he was not allowed to be with them, there are serious Isurim over here, they're Chiyuvei Karis, but Yeshlen Knas. Besides for the Karis, he has to pay the knas. As the Mishnah explains, Yeshlen Knas, Afo Pishahim Bikaris. Even though all of these Isurim Achayse, Chaysavim, and so on are Achiv Karis. You mean on top of Karis he also has to pay? And the answer is yes. But isn't there a din of Kam Leimid the Rabbi Menei that if you have a bigger Oinish, you have to pay the lesser Oinish? No. That's only if it would be Achiv Mises Bezin. Avubi Shehen Bi Karis ain't Ben Mises Bezin. There's no Mises Bezin. Someone's Mechuyiv Mises Bezin, then there's a din that he doesn't have to pay a money Kanas. But being that in all these cases, the Chiyuv is only Karis, not Mises Bezin, he does have to pay the money Knas. Zakta Batanura, that's only if he wasn't warned. If he was warned beforehand, he's Patur Min HaKnas. Because we paskin, whenever a person is warned not to be over a certain Chayv increases, and he doesn't listen, he gets Malkus. And like Mises Bezin, if a person gets Malkus, he doesn't pay the money Knas. Okay, so our Mishnah told us, these are the Na'ores that a person has a Knas for, meaning to say, even these, although she's a mamzeres, an asina, or a kutis, so less to pay the knas, although in this case he can't marry them. Although she's a geyiris, or she was once a prisoner, or a shivcha, but lemaisa, she was megayir herself, she was redeemed and freed less than 3 years old, and a day she's still considered a psula, and if later on when she was a naira, this is what he did to her, he has to pay the knas. If the naira was Achi of Krisa, something that one would be Chayiv Karis for, was his sister, his father's sister, his mother's sister, his wife's sister, his brother's wife. A brother's wife is Achi of Karis, unless, of course, there's the mitzvah of Yivam. That means his brother died without children, in the cases where Yivam applies. His father's brother's wife and Anita, these are all Chayiv Krisas, but still there's a Knas. The fact that he's Chayiv Karis does not exempt him, doesn't pat him from paying the Knas, being that it's not Misa's Bezin. If he was Chayiv Misa, then he would be Pater on the Knas. And the Batanura told us, but if there was Hasra, he was warned beforehand. The din is, if you're warned beforehand, by Achiv Ekrisis, this person is Chayiv Malkus, and once he's Taka Chayiv Malkus, then he would not pay the money fine.